Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec l'actu, learn English with news. It's Monday the 15th of April and today's news story is about an amazing rescue from a tiny Micronesian island. But before I tell you what happened, let's take a look at the keywords. So here we have some vocabulary that I'll be using in today's news story that you might not know or that you might not be sure about. So write them down if you want. The first word is an adjective. Stranded. What does it mean if someone is stranded? Next, a phrasal verb. To run out of something. To run out of something. Next, we have a noun. A well. W-E-L-L. What is a well? And then we've got three more phrasal verbs. So this episode's really good if you want to learn more phrasal verbs. The first, set off. Set off. The next, to turn out. Turn out. And the last one, pull up. Okay, so stranded, run out, well, set off, turn out, pull up. Those are the words I want you to listen very carefully for. See if you can understand them. And we'll come back to them at the end. Okay, here is today's news story. If you've ever seen the movie Castaway, you'll remember that Tom Hanks's character, Chuck, tried to attract attention by making a help sign after his plane crashed on a desert island. It did not work. Well, sometimes reality is stranger or equal to fiction. Three fishermen stranded on a Micronesian island used the same method as Chuck, but thankfully were more fortunate than the fictitious character. They were spotted by a US Navy jet and rescued last Tuesday after spending over a week on the remote island of Pikelo. The trio had spelled out the word help on the beach using palm leaves and then waited for help. The men were planning to fish the waters around the Pikelo Atoll, which is part of Micronesia, a Pacific state made up of over 600 islands spread across 2.5 million square kilometers of ocean. However, they were left stranded on the island after their boat's outboard motor got damaged and their radio ran out of battery before they could call for help. They survived on coconut and fresh water from a well on the island, which is sometimes frequented by fishermen. A search operation began after a relative contacted rescue officials on the US Pacific territory of Guam, reporting that the men had not returned to Polowat Atoll, where they had set off on their voyage on Easter Sunday. Lieutenant Chelsea Garcia, the search and rescue mission coordinator on the day they found the trio, said that the help sign was vital in finding them. In a statement, Garcia said, "This act of ingenuity was pivotal in guiding rescue efforts directly to their location." And remarkably, the rescue operation was also something of a family reunion, with a member of the rescue team turning out to be a distant relative of the men. When the rescuers arrived on the island, the stranded men were surprised to learn that Eugene Halishlius was Micronesian and spoke the local language. Halishlius said, "I could see on their faces, 'Whoa, who's this guy pulling up that can speak our language?' And when he gave his name to the men, he discovered that they were actually family, more specifically, third and fourth cousins. He added, 'It's a crazy world. I actually found out I'm related to them.' He couldn't believe I'm with the Coast Guard trying to rescue them." Remarkably, it's not the first rescue from the tiny island of Pikelo. In 2020, three other men were left stranded there after running out of fuel. They were rescued after spelling out SOS on the beach. And that is today's news story. Okay, so three very fortunate men. And what a coincidence that they turned out to be relatives. Now, let's take a look at the words I gave you at the start. Lots of phrasal verbs. Did you hear those phrasal verbs and the other words I gave you? Well, let's take a look. So the first was stranded. So these three fishermen were stranded on a Micronesian island. So to be stranded, that means without the possibility to move somewhere. So it's a bit like stuck. Okay, next, to run out. So I used this a couple of times. So for these three men, they couldn't make contact with anyone because their radio ran out of battery. And I also said at the end that in 2020, three other men were left stranded after running out of fuel. So to run out of battery, to run out of fuel, this means to no longer have a supply of something. So to have nothing left. Okay, next, a well. So this is how they survived. They survived on coconut and fresh water from a well on the island. So a well is a deep hole in the ground from which people can obtain water. Okay, and now the other three phrasal verbs. Set off. So they had set off on their voyage from Poloat Atoll. So to set off is to start a long journey. Specifically, a long journey. Okay, next, turn out. So a member of the rescue team turned out to be a distant relative of the men. Turn out means to happen in a particular and often unexpected way. And finally, pull up. This came in the quote. Halishlia said, I could see on their faces, whoa, who's this guy pulling up that can speak our language? So we usually use this phrasal verb with a car, to pull up in a car. And it means to stop and park a vehicle. Okay, those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thanks very much for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. Remember that you can read the full transcript with all the vocabulary on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story on Wednesday.